Proclamation number 8061 of 12th of December, 1961. He who listens to you, listens to me myself. You are given the task of spreading my word. And you truly render me blessed services when you act as mediators between me and people whom I cannot address myself but who shall nevertheless hear my word so that it will touch their hearts and they will listen to my voice. My word sounds down to earth from above. I descend to you myself, as it were, and speak to you. But there are only ever a few who hear me, to whom I can speak directly and who also recognize my address as the Father's voice. Yet my word shall resound everywhere, and for this I need you, for you find access to your fellow human beings, and what you convey to them they also accept while they to be able to hear my direct address would have to consciously open themselves to me in my illumination of love and do not do so of their own accord. Hence you should serve as mediators, you should make it possible for me to speak through your mouth, you should make it possible for them to read my word which then will truly not fail to have an effect. And thus many people can be addressed by me if you take your task seriously, if you only ever make sure that people can take notice of my unusual gift of grace, which can have a great effect if only one person is of good will. How often do they not find what fully satisfies their hearts in church congregations? They are and remain empty, for they lack my word's strength which, however, my pure word from above vouches for. As soon as I myself can speak to a person he will also noticeably feel the strength of the word, and he will happily accept it and no longer want to miss it. Only ever carry my word out into the world. Be diligent in your work in my vineyard and it will bring you and your fellow human beings the greatest blessing. Admittedly, most people know about me as God and Creator, they also know about my will. But this knowledge is no longer alive for them, it was imparted to them when they were not yet capable of judgment themselves. It was brought up in them but has lost the inner spirit, or also, the spirit has not yet come alive, and everything they know about me and my will is only dead knowledge which does not and has not found an echo in them and is therefore worthless. And this knowledge shall come alive in them through you, it shall have an effect as strength, it shall stimulate people into activity onto their souls. It shall contribute towards them seriously seeking contact with me and that they now consciously fulfill their purpose of earthly life. They must be informed of their earthly life task, of its outcome and its aim. And therefore I call you again and again to diligent vineyard work. Do not fail to convey my word wherever an opportunity presents itself. Always remember that a soul can be regained for my kingdom, that the souls are in great spiritual need, which are completely distant from me, which have not yet established contact with the one who created them. Bring my word to all I lead you into the path, for I know it who needs it, who has the maturity to let it come alive in him. For not long anymore and my voice will resound audibly and then all those who have received my word within themselves, who have gained knowledge of me and my working on you, of my love for all my creatures and my willingness to help those who appeal to me in greatest adversity, will also possess exceedingly great strength. Still scatter much of the seed so that it takes root and still brings forth abundant fruit. And be faithful servants to me, for I need you all the more the closer the end is. For I wrestle for every soul to find the way to me before the end is there. And I myself will open the doors for you through which you shall enter in order to offer people the gifts of your Lord to bring them the gospel. And whoever listens to you listens to me myself, and he will truly not be lost. Amen.